Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. More than 200 fire department jurisdictions trust the Knox Entry System to provide secure access to buildings, elevators, and control rooms when seconds matter. Now, businesses, schools, airports, several industrial applications are also using Knox Entry to manage controlled access and authorize service activity for critical assets. Now, Knox Entry allows you to develop a customized access strategy complete with an audit trail and rapid flexibility. Just go to Knox.com for more information. That's KNOX.com.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create three new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
All right, that's Leonard Skinner, that simple man. That can only mean one thing on this program. That's all things Bill O'Reilly, all things O'Reilly at BillO'Reilly.com. Mr. O'Reilly, sir, congratulations. Your latest book, Killing the Killers, number one on the New York Times bestsellers list. Again, I know, you're welcome. I gave you... I gave you a softball interview, a cupcake interview, and that's what put it over the top.
You're like Dr. Frankenstein. You are responsible for this literary monster debuting this coming Sunday at number one on the Times list. And, you know, I mean that literally because I don't think folks understand how difficult it is to market a book in the present climate in this country. It's so difficult. So I go on your show and some other programs who are nice enough to discuss Killing the Killers. Folks hear about it, they buy it, and then word of mouth kicks in. So that's the way it goes.
Now, anyway, we are happy for you. Congratulations. These are fascinating times. Now, if you look at Donald Trump's endorsement record in this primary season, I think he's now 78-1. And I believe Oz is going to hang on and win in Pennsylvania. I've done nothing but a deep dive analysis into it. I just don't think there's any way you can make up 2,500 votes, all right? But put that aside for a second here. If you look at the top three candidates going into yesterday in Pennsylvania, in the Commonwealth, you have Dr. Oz, Dave McCormick, and Kathy Barnett. All of them tried to claim the MAGA mantle, if you will. I mean, if you listen to, for example, Dave, or you listen to Kathy, you know, they're the most Trumpian candidate. I mean, there were even ads running, Trump made a mistake by not endorsing me. I'm the real Trump person. I mean, it was hilarious. It was a particularly vicious campaign, a primary in particular, which I never like because I think that always hurts the general election candidate. But, you know, politics is a blood sport. What does this say about where the Republican Party maybe once was and where you see it today? Because I have a lot of thoughts on it.
Well, I know you have a lot of thoughts on it because I've been, you know, listening to you on your radio and watching you on TV. You're a Trump backer. I think that the party's nomination in 2024 for president is Donald Trump's to lose. What does that mean? It means that if there isn't an extraordinary occurrence, personal thing with him, like his health, or some kind of revelation that the country doesn't know about, he gets the nomination. That's what this is all about. I mean, look, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania is very important, but people living in Oregon and New Mexico, they don't particularly care who's the Senate from Pennsylvania. What matters is the Republican Party going to launch a successful presidential campaign in 2024? Because that begins next January. People don't understand how quick this is coming.
It starts in January. Yeah, you're absolutely right. January, we'll go through the midterms, and we start it up right after the new year.
Right. So no Republican of note, that means no Republican who could raise money, will primary Trump. That's the most important thing that everybody in the United States should
I'm
know.
Not sure I buy that, but go ahead.
Well, you have to tell me who the person is, because there isn't. I know DeSantis won't. I know Tim Johnson in South Carolina won't. Maybe
you mean Tim Scott.
She can't raise the money. She can't raise the money. Trump's going to have $1 billion to spend on his presidential campaign. It's staggering how much money he's going to have to spend. So why would you bother going up against him when, number one, even if you won, which you won't, you'd alienate all his voters, and number two, you would have to raise $500 million to compete against him, which you can't possibly do. Now, I'm a logical guy. I don't come at it with any rooting capability at all, but there's no doubt Donald Trump, if things remain the way they are today, will be the Republican nominee.
Now, I have another question. So there, all three of them tried to grab that MAGA mantle. The president went with Dr. Oz. But 8 days prior to this primary, out of nowhere, we had this incredible rise of Kathy Barnett. I've interviewed Kathy Barnett. When I did interview her, I liked her very much. But there had been no vetting of her.
Now, she only got 25% of the vote.
Right. Well, 25%. I mean, it was a three-person race. I mean, I think she did very well.
Yeah, she did.
That's my interpretation.
But my question
is different, though.
All right.
She wasn't vetted because, really, her poll numbers, I guess, in the minds of other candidates, didn't warrant a vetting. Then we start vetting her. Not only is she saying horrible things about, could you believe, attacking me? I mean, it does, Bill, how does that happen? I'm so shocked I ever get attacked.
I attack you every day. That's easy. It's easy to do.
Bill's next book, we can announce it right now, is Killing Hannity. I got it.
It's fun. That's why people do it. It's fun.
Look, I'm perfectly fine with people making jokes about me, attacking me, hating me, loving me. I just try to be honest with everybody and tell people my true opinions. But anyway, so then we find out all of these crazy tweets. You've read them, Bill. After reading all of this material and hearing all of this information about her, I came to the conclusion she can't win a general election even against somebody that I believe is a weak Democratic candidate, and that's Fetterman.
Well, that's why the Pennsylvania press wanted her to win.
Exactly.
Thank you, Hannity.
But my question is a little deeper. How is it possible nobody picked up on this, you know, until a week ago?
I picked up on it. Look, the fix is always in with the corporate media, the Philadelphia Inquirer, not the Pittsburgh paper so much. If you look at the Pittsburgh paper, they're not loons out there.
No, but, they're not. Well, Selena Zito, I know she supported McCormick, but I like her. She's a great reporter.
Paper tries to be fair, unlike 90% of the other papers, but the fix is always in, and people should understand that when they're following whatever political race you're following, know that you're going to be misled by the press coverage, because they always have an agenda. They always want someone to win for whatever reason.
So, Bill, I used to always say every 2 years, every 4 years, that the Democratic playbook always stayed the same. All the years we've been in this business combined, that's over a century. But all those years, Republicans are racist, sexist, misogynist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, now transphobic. They want dirty air and water, and they want to kill grandma and grandpa in a wheelchair and have a Republican throw them off the cliff.
Right.
Now it's like every day, Bill. It's every single day. Now, Democrats are openly saying on these fake news networks that you got to brand Republicans racist.
What the Democrats need to do, and it's so obvious at this point, is brand them with it, is basically take this replacement theory and now make it the Republican racist replacement theory. Make every Republican answer, do you believe in it or not, brand every Republican. This is the party of the replacement theory. Take what is a sliver, or a real minority, but a minority, and make it the entire raison d'etre of the Republican Party.
They're saying it, Bill.
I know, but Hannity, but that's a good thing. That's
why?
A good thing. This
Tell
is,
me why.
Nobody understands why this is a good thing. Because the Democrat and the progressive left have nothing. They have nothing. So people are suffering. The average working home in America is paying $5,000 more for gasoline under Biden in 16 months. Now, the Democrats know that. They know that their border policy has failed. The Afghanistan policy has failed. I think you noticed that the Biden administration announced 500 troops to Somalia. If you want to talk about that at the end, I'll tell you.
And now they're importing oil from Venezuela, Bill.
Right.
How
it's
humiliating
crazy.
Is that?
So the reason I say that all of these really dirty tactics by using the racist and misogynist and homophobe and all of that, most Americans see through that. They know that the other side, if they're conservative or Republican, is weak. They can't run on issues. They can't run on successes. Biden has had no successes. None. All right? So they have to throw mud, and that they have to get in the gutter. The only people that accept that as legitimate behavior are the progressive zealots themselves, who would vote for Biden no matter what. The great independent mass of people that you saw turn out in Pennsylvania, by the way, they understand that the Democratic Party, the progressive left philosophy, is hurting them.
All right, quick break, right back. More with Simple Man, Bill O'Reilly. Then we'll get to your calls, 800-941-SEAN. Don't forget Bill's book, Killing the Killers, just came out, debuting number one on the New York Times list. All right, more with Bill O'Reilly. Don't forget his new book debuting Sunday in the New York Times, number one bestseller, Killing the Killers. You can get it at BillO'Reilly.com, bookstores everywhere. Hannity.com has a link. Let me give you three statistics. Two-thirds of Americans are now living paycheck to paycheck. Now, this goes back months ago. It was anywhere between $5,200 and $5,700 on average per family, the Biden inflation tax. It's gone higher. Gas prices set another new record yesterday. I didn't look today. It probably is up even higher today. All of this combined, two more statistics. The average American household paying that, you got two-thirds of Americans living paycheck to paycheck, Bill O'Reilly, and gas alone is going to cost the average driver an additional $2,000 a year, Bill O'Reilly. The poor, the middle class, fixed income people, the folks, as you call them, they're dying under these policies.
Absolutely.
They're getting crushed.
And it's $5,000 a family when you count air conditioning and heating.
Oh, no. We're now expecting not only higher prices, but brownouts like they have in California.
And so people are interested in their country, and they follow, but not like you and I do. We do this for a living. Casually follow what the political climate is. But no matter what the party in power says, if the people are suffering, the party in power in America is going to lose. Jimmy Carter is the best example of that in our lifetime. And so the only thing the progressive left and Biden has is to try to whip up a race war or try to whip up a Roe v. Wade war. That's the only thing they have. And I'll submit to you that most Americans, particularly those who are listening to this kind of a radio program, understand how hideous that strategy is by trying to pit Americans against each other for political gain. And they'll become even angrier. Now, on the Republican side, what they have to do, and I'm not involved with this, but I know you know most of them. Why don't you just
know, but you know I'm not a Republican.
No, I know that, but you know you have more access. Like, I don't take any of their calls. Tell them one thing.
That's because I work harder than you do.
Of course. And I'm obnoxious. Why would they want to talk to me?
That's a good point. Why would they want to talk to you?
Why would they want to talk to me? But I want you to tell them when, no matter who they are, congresspeople, senators, Trump, whatever, run on problem solving. Tell
Bill,
the people.
Bill, I have been more critical over the years.
Problem.
I am now advising any Republican that'll listen, elected official, somebody running for office, put down a list of promises you're going to make to your constituents that you promise you're going to fight your guts out for, and then go to Washington and don't give a rip about anybody else but the people at home and fight for them.
That's right. And tell them, this is what I'm going to do.
I say it publicly. I say it privately. It on air.
One of the biggest campaign promises Trump made was to wipe out ISIS, and he did it. And that's a big part.
And build a border wall. And he did it. And get us energy independent. And he did it. And pick judges from this list. And he did it. And get better trade deals. And he did it. Okay. You know, get rid of the bureaucracy. He did it. Pretty successful presidency.
But the ISIS thing is the easiest to understand. Because
into killing the killers, which you have great information on.
Absolutely. Under Obama, ISIS was killing tens of thousands of people. After 3 years of Trump, it's vapor. And absolutely, and killing the kills today, that happened. But today, all right, Biden announces that he's sending 500 troops to Somalia. And this is a guy who just pulled out of Afghanistan.
It's insane.
A tremendous debacle.
It is insane. All right, I have to run.
Okay.
Are you really writing? Is your next book really killing Kennedy? I want to know the truth.
I'm interviewing people now that want you dead.
And there's a long line, Bill. It's going to take 20 years to research
that's
it.
That's the problem. There's so many of them. I can't cut it down to a...
Anyway, in all seriousness, congratulations. Killing the Killers, debuting number one New York Times bestseller list. Again, Bill O'Reilly. It's in bookstores everywhere. Hannity.com, BillO'Reilly.com, Amazon.com, wherever you do your shopping. Bill, great to have you. Thanks for being with us. We'll hit the phones when we get back. 800-941-SEAN is our number.
Quick break. Right back. We'll continue.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash. No tooth fairy or piggy banks. No more selling extra items for cash. A digital dollar means your life could depend on the internet, electricity, and people you don't know. Plus, it means every penny you have could all be tracked. So goodbye to privacy. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to Goldco and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver, including Sean Hannity. Sean has personally bought metals from the top-rated company, Goldco, who has an excellent reputation. They've placed over $2 billion in gold and silver, and right now they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean. That's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. You know, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families ever since 9/11. Now, hero first responders and service members, the people that serve our communities, our country, those who die in the line of duty, those who are catastrophically injured, veterans who have fought for our nation's freedoms only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York, firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Now, Arno was killed while protecting his community. He was battling a warehouse fire. He left behind a
wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made their memories with their hero. Now you can join the Tunnel to Towers Foundation on the mission to do good and support the families of America's greatest heroes, and that means the families of fallen first responders just like Jason Arno and Gold Star families with young children and catastrophically injured service members and also homeless vets. Please commit to $11 a month. Go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
All right, 25 now till the top of the hour. 800-941-SHAWN is our number. You want to be a part of the program. We're just talking about the economy with Bill O'Reilly, and two-thirds of Americans now living paycheck to paycheck. Americans are getting hammered. 42-year inflation high, record high gas prices, average American household. It's probably the numbers getting close to $6,000 in Biden's inflation tax. You know, if you're a driver, that's another, on average, they're predicting $2,000 a year just to fill up your car. It's killing the poor, the middle class, people on fixed incomes. It's frankly, it's killing everybody. And people are adjusting on in ways you can't even begin to imagine. Now we've got the Bank of America, their fund manager survey found investors are now hoarding their cash at the highest rate since after the 9/11 terrorist attacks. I mean, the S&P now fallen more than 15% since the start of the year. NASDAQ has shed nearly a quarter of its value. I mean, this is real money. You know, Elon Musk, he's not a dumb guy, smart guy. America's already in a recession, and it's going to last till 2024, he says, and I don't disagree with him. I hope he's wrong, and I hope we're wrong. Biden's answer is, instead of going back to Trump's economic and energy policies and becoming energy independent, no, he's easing sanctions on the murdering dictator thug Maduro in Venezuela so he can import oil from them, and he's making an even worse deal with Iran than he and Obama made when he was vice president. I mean, this is madness. Gas prices now over $4 in all 50 states, setting another record yesterday, and I'm sure probably today as well. Diesel, we now have a diesel fuel shortage. We have, on top of the baby formula shortage, you know, Jill Biden is out there protecting Joey as usual, claiming Joe is working around the clock to end the baby formula disaster. I'm like, he can't stay up. He sleeps half the day. I wish I had a schedule for 5 days. I'd be the most well-rested person ever. I didn't go to bed till 6 a.m. this morning. I was up working out at 9 a.m. Anyway, so Biden bureaucratic bungling, you know, made the baby formula shortages worse, according to the one guy, a CEO and corporate recovery expert. His name is Harry Wilson. He spent 30 years rescuing companies. He's saying, no, Biden's bureaucratic bungling caused this. You know, now Pelosi is so insane. She's saying indictments might be needed over baby formula shortages. What the hell is she talking about? You know, their goal, slam Putin, blame Putin for everything. That's a lie. Putin not responsible for high energy prices and record high energy prices and gas prices. And he's not responsible for inflation at a 42-year high. All of that was in place before he invaded Ukraine. So they just lie repeatedly. Then they go after industry after industry after industry. They go after the meat industry. They go after the baby formula industry. They go after the auto industry. They go after, no, it's their policies that are causing this. Then lecture us that you better get used to high gas prices until we get energy independence from green energy, or go buy yourself an electric car someplace. Most Americans just don't have 60 grand laying around to go buy an electric car that may or may not be the greatest thing since sliced bread. If I have a friend of mine that has a Tesla, he loves it. Okay, I'm all for it if you want it. I don't know how it works, but I'm willing to try anything. We have now the baby formula shortage leaves two young kids in the hospital. You know, it is such garbage, Joe's not working around the clock at anything. Joe's not capable of working around the clock. Morgan Stanley analyst directly blaming Biden's excessive fiscal stimulus for this rise of inflation. You have to add to that artificially decreasing the supply of the lifeblood of the world's economy, oil and gas, because he's so beholden to the climate alarmist religious cult, better known here as the New Green Deal Socialist Democrats. You know, Walmart is now flashing a warning sign to the entire consumer economy, and they highlighted the dark side of inflation, and they're the world's biggest retailer, and they're reporting profit fell way short of expectations. They downgraded their outlook for the full year earnings. If people are at the point they can't go to Walmart, we're in trouble, because Walmart's the place that has everything at the lowest prices. That's why I love Walmart. It's a cool place to be. Report out today on FoxNews.com, FoxBusiness.com, that summer electric bills shocker is coming. We also have reports of brownouts potentially going nationwide over the summer. That's pretty scary. Biden is now definitely put at risk older Americans' retirement accounts, all to push the climate alarmist cult. Jeff Bezos, of all people, has gotten in, and it happens to be right in going after the Biden administration. If you got Jeff Bezos, who owns the Washington Post, attacking you, you're in trouble. Wells Fargo CEO warning, no question, the worst is yet to come for Americans. This is all preventable. This is needless suffering for you, the American people. Now you know why I'm so passionate about November. Now you know why I'm so passionate about electing candidates that we know can win in general elections. The reason is, if this continues, we're destroying our economic future for our kids and grandkids. If this foreign policy disaster continues, say goodbye to America's role as the leader of the free world. That will be non-existent. Non-existent. Yeah, the new world order that Joey's talking about is emerging. An unholy access of evil alliance between Iran and China and Russia. That's not good for anybody. You know, listen to Lloyd Blankenfein. He's the former CEO of Goldman Sachs. He's not a dumb man. He understands the economy. Listen to what he says about the economy.
Do you think we're headed towards recession?
We're certainly heading. It's certainly a very, very high risk factor. And there's a path. It's a narrow path. But I think the Fed has very powerful tools. It's hard to finely tune them, and it's hard to see the effects of them quickly enough to alter it. But I think they're responding well. I think it's definitely a risk. If I were running a big company, I would be very prepared for it. If I was a consumer, I'd be prepared for it, but it's not baked in the cake.
It's baked in. He's being generous. Now, Jerome Powell, who's in way over his head, oh, the Fed's not going to hesitate to keep raising rates until inflation comes down. Now, let me tell you what that does. So you want to be a first time home buyer? Okay. When a rate goes from 2.5% to 3% to 3.5% to 3.75% to 4%, once you get out of that 4% range, and now we're in the fives, and by the way, that the fives now are going to look great a year from now, is my prediction. And he's talking about raising rates. So what happens to new home construction? It stalls. It's already stalling out. So that hurts the construction industry top to bottom. Then everybody's biggest investment is usually their home. Okay, so people are going to be stuck in their home because they're not getting rid of the low-rate mortgage that they currently have. So that then becomes a problem in terms of home values. They will decrease dramatically. What happens to businesses when they want to start a new business? That's going to be non-existent too. Well, they're just going to keep raising rates. We are already in a recession. And they just, so many just don't want to say it. That's my take. Here's Jerome Powell.
What we need to see, which is a really clear and convincing evidence that inflation is coming down. That's what we really need to see. So we'll be watching for that. If that involves moving past, you know, broadly understood levels of neutral, we won't hesitate at all to do that. We won't. Honestly, we will go until we feel like we're at a place where we can say, yes, financial conditions are in an appropriate place. We see inflation coming down. We'll go to that point, and there won't be any, you know, hesitation about that.
And then Yellen touting her economic recovery, doesn't expect a recession. This woman does not know what she's talking about.
You know, we have a very low, almost the lowest unemployment we've had in the post-war period, huge job creation, a very tight labor market, and households that are in overall excellent financial shape with substantial buffer stocks of resources that they can use to continue to spend.
These people are not qualified for these jobs. Their biggest critics now are turning out to be Obama's economic people, for crying out loud. Mark is in Ohio. Mark, how are you? Glad you called.
Jake and Mike call. I'm well, thanks. You know, Sean, I'm hearing time and time again, Joe Biden can't do anything about this inflation or the gas prices, okay? World War One, World War Two, the United States government had set prices to help Americans be able to afford basic necessities, food, rents, transportation, etc. 1973, President Nixon enforced a price freeze with gas rationing to prevent shortages. You know, there's no reason why Joe Biden can't do something to help Americans afford things right now. No reason whatsoever. He just is not willing to. And you know that as well as I do.
No, the reason is he is now married to the most radical, extreme, climate alarmist, religious cult fervor. And he will not adapt. He will not adjust. He would rather do business with Iranian mullahs that chant death to America and give them billions and billions and billions of dollars and make them rich so they can, you know, enrich more uranium and have more weapons of mass destruction at some point, which is an existential threat to the entire world. And he'd rather do business with a murdering thug in Venezuela than ever anger his insane New Green Deal base of his. It's the most radical agenda this country has ever seen by far in our lifetime. And it is dangerous, and the consequences are real, and they are severe, and that's why November matters.
Well, in November, the Democrats are going to find out what this replacement theory is all about. But my question is, does the government have authority here to go ahead?
By the way, I support immigration. I'm the product of my grandparents, all came from Ireland. But I believe that we need, I don't care where you come from,
you're in World War One.
But we need to make sure that we check your background. In the middle of a pandemic, you've got to be checked medically, and you got to show you have the means to take care of yourself when you're here. Then my attitude is welcome to America.
I agree.
Simple, but follow the law. All right, quick break, right back to the phones, 800-941-SEAN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. As we continue, Colonel Oliver North at the top of the hour will join us as well. All right, back to our busy phones. Jennifer is in Detroit. Jennifer, how are you?
Hello, sir. Thank you for taking my call also.
Thank you.
I wanted to say, with all of the media coverage last night on the primaries and, you know, the 2,000 mules just coming out, I just wonder, why aren't more people talking about election integrity? Because it hasn't even been 2 years that I feel that we had an election stolen from us.
We had problems in Pennsylvania yesterday. I mean, we are capable. We actually have very smart, bright people in this country, and there are a lot of states that have gotten their elections in order, and we ought to duplicate what they do. But I don't know exactly what you mean, because since early January 2021, I was telling every state that they must start now to get voter ID, signature verification, chain of custody controls, updated voter rolls for every election. Partisan observers must be up close and personal and watch the vote count start to finish. And lastly, no, if you're not here legally, you can't vote, like they let you do in New York City or Vermont in some places. I've been screaming it from the rooftops. So how many more times will I say it? And then people write on Twitter, Hannity repeats himself. I have to. Because it's not all getting done. Some states have done a lot, some states have done a little, and some states have done nothing.
What's to say it's not going to happen again? I mean, I was one of the people at the TCF Center in Detroit that was escorted out for questioning what was going on. So what's to say that this isn't going to happen all over again? That's what I'm worried about.
You should. You have every right to be worried. We have not taken every measure necessary to ensure integrity in the process so we can have confidence in the results. We've not done that yet. And unless and until we do, we're going to have problems and questions and people are going to be angry. And with that said, now you might say, well, why should I even bother? You have to vote. You have to, hopefully, your state, your Michigan, I'm not expecting a lot to change there, but you have to try and you can't give up. And really what needs to happen is you need state legislatures and state governors to adopt these integrity measures as we move forward. Okay? I hope that answers your question because I've been talking about it forever. I know some people, Hannity, you keep giving that same list. I want every one of you to be able to repeat that list to your state representatives, your state senators, and your governors so that they'll hopefully do something. Anyway, 800-941-SEAN is our number if you want to be a part of the program. We'll continue.
You know, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families ever since 9/11. Now, hero first responders and service members, the people that serve our communities, our country, those who die in the line of duty, those who are catastrophically injured, veterans who have fought for our nation's freedoms only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York, firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Now, Arno was killed while protecting his community. He was battling a warehouse fire. He left behind a wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made their memories with their hero. Now you can join the Tunnel to Towers Foundation on the mission to do good and support the families of America's greatest heroes, and that means the families of fallen first responders just like Jason Arno and Gold Star families with young children and catastrophically injured service members and also homeless vets. Please commit to $11 a month. Go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create 3 new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.